Tonight, from Palmac Productions in North Hollywood, California, we bring you live a special presentation, Palmac's 75th Tape Anniversary Special.
All right, ass breath. I thought we reached an agreement on your 50th tape anniversary that from now on, I wasn't going to be read last on your guest list. And furthermore, Doodoo Lips, why haven't you corrected the very obvious fact that this is a triquarversary, not anniversary tape? By the way, the only reason why I allowed you to do another 25 tapes is because you didn't play any Chicken Man.
How are you? Where's your tuxedo?
I am wearing.
What the hell is that?
This is tuxedo.
That's a tuxedo in your country?
This is what we call tuxedo.
Looks like a shower curtain to me.
Love it.
Dave
Paul,
from Burbank.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm supposed to ask you.
Love
How's it going? Where were you?
Not too bad, Paul. Well, I've been busy out doing my laundry because, you know, my tuxedo was dirty and I didn't have anything to wear, so I decided to wear what I'm wearing now. Is this okay?
Well, I think people over the phone are going to realize that you're not wearing your tuxedo, Dave. Not because you said it, but because they know us that well.
Love it.
Steven Z. Bloopline.
My name.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here on the telephone with me, and, well, gee, I just can't imagine what brings you to stoop so low as to call my line once every 25 tapes, Steve.
Oh, is that what I called? I was calling up the grocery.
Red Dawn from MGM UA, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, on the phone with us right now, we've got Mr. Brad Savage. Brad, how are you?
Fine, how you doing, Paul? Happy 75th anniversary.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm certainly glad we have this opportunity to speak to you about your new film.
Yes.
And Red Dawn, of course, is the name of the title of the film, and I've heard a lot of mixed opinions, mixed reactions about the film, good and bad. What have you heard about it?
Well, it's very controversial in the sense that people tend to take it as a right-wing political propaganda film, but that's not my intentions anyway. When I was working on it,
I wouldn't think so.
Any of the other actors when we were making it, was just a story, a good story about eight kids and what happens to them when a war is thrown at their faces and how they have to grow up real fast.
We're back with the... Huh? What the heck? Who's there? Get that, will you? Somebody.
Hello, mate. Sorry we're late, Paul. Some Looney Tune was chasing us with a broom.
Grover Gunther. Hey, guys, what brings you here?
A very small bus.
No, Gunther. He means...
Wait a minute. I'm Grover, you're Gunther.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Grover... Where was I? You were right here with me.
Right. And we dropped by to wish Paul a happy 75th.
Well, Gunther, he doesn't look that old.
Huh?
Are you sure?
No, no. It's the 75th movie line tape.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. But why are you celebrating your 75th tape, Paul? Most line runners wait for the 100th.
Oh, my God. Run, Gunther.
I'm Grover. You're Gunther.
Hey, get back here, you twin gizmos. I'm going to stomp you. I'm going to run you to the ground.
Wait, Dave.
Is this Brian W?
Hello.
Oh, Brian. You know, this is really, you know... I thought you were going to call me, but we had to call you, and we got your stupid recording, and now we're on here, and we wanted to chat.
I'm not home right now.
Huh?
I swear to God. Leave a message at the tone. I'll try to return your call. Thanks for calling.
God, we're not even on an 800.
The answering machine has a cold. Brian, how are you?
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away.
The preceding recording has been brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California for your listening pleasure. The Movie Line is owned and operated by Palmac Productions and broadcast from studios located in the North Hollywood area and is in no way a business. You can write to us at Post Office Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And remember, if you see a movie this week, be sure and call this Friday or Saturday and leave your movie review to be played back on our tape the following Sunday through Thursday. Don't forget to call next week for a special announcement tape giving you a complete listing and program schedule for the big movie line changeover and season premiere right here at 761-3330. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow. This is Theodorcus Forcus speaking.
For you and me, so there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Jasmine? Jasmine. Oh, there you are, my little insect. The trick I showed you yesterday. Very good. Oh, Paul, Jasmine, she likes you. She is on your arm.
Oh, wait a minute, I'll get her.
No. Oh, Jasmine.
Okay, and a few clips of Paul Mack Presents The Movie Line.
Yes,
from
sir.
What was the date of that particular program?
That recording was from August 15th, 1984.
And you had an awful lot of guest stars on there. One of the things, too, you had a few guest hosts on your show. Abhullah Bratawala and
Abhullah Bratawala do has been. What a name. We came up with that. I think we were sitting in, Tony and myself were sitting in Bob's, and we kept adding on to it. Abhullah Bratawala do has been. We wanted him to be a has-been. So he came out to be Do Has Been.
Now, a lot of times I get asked this question, so I'll ask this to you. Your guest host, Dave Burbank, Abhullah Bratawala, are these people that you've grown up with, people that are friends, or these people that were involved in telephone entertainment?
No, these are people that helped me with my films, and they were just naturally funny-looking guys. And I figured, well, how are we going to transpose these people's faces onto the lines? There's no possible way. So I basically gave them characters. Dave, of course, had that squeaky laugh. Ooh. We used to wake up people. We were roommates for a while, and he'd laugh like they'd embarrass me. You know, people next door would hear this, and I'm going, "Now, please, guys, I'm straight. You know, I mean, I'm living with this guy here that laughs like a, whatever." But
right, and that laugh's been imitated by everybody.
That's
that
right, and I think Richie Calcom and John OCC mastered that the best.
Right,
but no, these guys were just friends of mine. Dave, I met at Burbank High School when I was going there. One of my various high schools I so-called attended. And then Tony, I've known him. He's been on my film production since 1980. So
now, one thing I'd like to get to, a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people, you talk an awful lot about films and making films and what have you. But I'd like to get a little, if you will, Mac round on Paul Mac.
A little Mac round there.
A little Mac round.
Yes, sir.
Where were you raised? Where'd you,
well,
you know?
They put me up on the second floor, and they couldn't get me down. And that's
where was
I,
Paul Mack born?
I was born in at the actually the what the hell is that the hospital in Glendale?
Glendale
Memorial
California.
Hospital.
So you're a native Californian.
I'm a native, and basically I've been doing that for a long time.
You went to school out in Glendale?
No, I was born in Glendale, but I lived in North Hollywood all my life, and just until recently. You know, married now, and now I'm living in Van Nuys, panic in Van Nuys.
Right, and you're just a youngster, as it goes.
I'm a youngster compared to old.
Born on August 9th,
old
I
men
do know
like
that,
you,
right?
Yeah.
Compared to old guys like me.
Old guys that are married and have kids, and just in case anybody's listening that might want to, you know,
right,
scam your bones. Or
born
something.
August 9th, I will say that I do know that because your birthday is very close to someone else I know. Personally.
We're having a personal scam this
right.
week.
What does Paul Mack do for entertainment? I mean, besides,
I'm
sure you go to movies.
Go
constantly.
To movies. What do I do for entertainment? Watch movies at home. Go to movies. Make movies.
Some of your favorite filmmakers? What kind of films do you like? What are you into?
Growing up, people that definitely inspired me. The man that inspired me was Walt Disney. I mean, you know, Walt Disney and Walt Disney Productions and Disneyland. Fascinated by that place to the extent that. I got a job. I mean, I met some guards. I used to hang out there, and the guard came out and said, "What are you doing out here?" And I said, "I'm looking for movie stars." Little did I know that, you know, I wasn't going to see movie stars at the particular entrance gate where I was parked, but on my bike. I'd ride my bike from North Hollywood. This was a typical Paul Mack day growing up. I would ride my bicycle from North Hollywood all the way to, to Bob Hope's house. I'd sit in front of Bob Hope's house and wait there for about 3 or 4 hours just for the thrill of possibly seeing the man, and on several occasions I did. From there, I'd make all the rounds. I'd go NBC, Warner Brothers Studios. I'd go to the farthest I'd push it would be Disney Studios. That was a full-day thing on my bicycle, my little swing. It wasn't a 10-speed. And then I'd wait around studio. That's how I met the guard. He said, "When you're 18, we'll get you a job here." I've been hanging around the Disney lot since I was 13, you know, 10 years now.
And I've known you for a few years now. In fact, I met you, correct me if I'm wrong, the first meeting with Paul Mack was the second Artie Awards.
Second annual Artie Awards. I heard your line. It was incredible. I had never called telephone before. It was a fluky thing. I said, "I'm finally going to call this thing up." And I caught the Gopher Twins, and then I caught a show with everybody talking about them. And, you know, I was very paranoid about people, you know, going past my abilities to be great. And when I heard yours, I'm going, wait a minute, this man's using fine recording equipment. So I got a little panicky, you know, and I decided to check you out and find out what's going on. And
that's one thing, too, you know, about the movie line and about a lot of the things. And you and I have worked on several projects
pretty
before.
Pretty particular about that.
You are quite particular about your production. I've heard your stuff.
Of course, it didn't start out that way. It started out awful. I mean, not as bad as REC. I was never as bad as REC is today, and I think he's at his best now, isn't he? Yeah, but probably. But no, I was pretty bad. I started out on a little Super Scope. I played back in a Super Scope tape recorder, and I made my tapes on the same tape that machine that I played it back on. And I took input on the same Super Scope, the Super Scope tape recorder. And I finally got I found out about the Dan passed away, and I started panicking because Dan was making my first tapes. You know, I was recording, and he put them together, and I never knew what to expect. My first 10 tapes, he passed away, and I freaked. And I decided I found this deal where they were selling this multi-track. I picked up the multi-track for $600-$700. And then I started getting some majors. I bought it, though, not for my telephone entertainment line. I mean, you know, believe me, I bought it for my film production. And then I started making my recordings on them, and I played around with the musical things, and I did that Somebody's Watching Me. And I was very particular. Sometimes I'd sit around doing retaking. If I didn't say something just right on the movie line, a little spiel, you know, my intro, I wouldn't cut it up. I'd do it again and again and again. The guys would get so mad at me. We'd end up doing it 30 or 40 times, literally, and I'm not exaggerating, 30 or 40 times to do a spewing, you know.